This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
President raising close to $20 million since his indictment. We'll talk about those numbers. Plus, King Charles, what's he worth? Do you even care? It is pretty interesting, I have to say. And how about Ukraine bringing home 130 military in Easter prisoner exchange? That was a big deal that kind of went under the wire, and then there's so much news closer to home. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. If you're a first-timer here, well, welcome. And you know, across this land, everyone's been talking about 21-year-old Jack Teixeira. That was part of what made the Sunday swirl go round and round. A lot of the pundits on the tube talking about what's going to happen to Teixeira, how could somebody in his category, at his level in the military, in the Air National Guard, have the kind of clearance that he had, and how could all of those documents been leaked? Plus, an Alabama mass shooting, 4 killed, 28 hurt. This was in a shooting at a birthday party. All right, let's start with Teixeira, because the Teixeira conversation is obviously big, and it's all about high-level clearance and why the accused document leaker had such a high level of clearance. Turns out that if you look deeper into it, that there are thousands more that have that kind of access. The top secret clearance is called TSSCI, Top Secret Sensitive Compartmented Information, and he had it since 2021. Just for grins, in case you don't know his background, he worked as a full-time active duty Air National Guardsman, right? And this was at Otis Air National Guard Base. The story had people just talking about it for days when the story broke last week. He was a cyber transport systems journeyman. That's what they call it. Basically IT support for the 102nd Intelligence Wing. And again, this conversation about access. But we go back to the, you have clearance. It doesn't mean you have access to everything at that level. It is access based on need to know the information for your job. But obviously the access was pretty easy, or he wouldn't have gotten to it the way that he did. So a criminal complaint, obviously, and he faces all those charges, could get up to 15 years, provides this description of how investigators used information from an unnamed U.S. government agency that has access to logs of certain documents. So they were able to track how Teixeira used his clearance in February to look for a specific document that he later posted on a small Discord channel the following day. So, it was a whole logging in and logging out that really nailed him, if I was going to be basic about it, and showed them the searches that he conducted on classified networks, showing that he was concerned about initial news reports that some of these documents have begun to appear on Twitter and Telegram. So Teixeira used his government computer to search classified intelligence reporting. That's it. That he was looking for leak. He was looking for the word leak. So he was arrested. That happened on Thursday. And then the rest is history. Now it's a question of what he gets, and it's a question of the government saying, oh, they're looking into how access is, you know, across the board and in these different branches of government. And the bottom line is he's not the only one. And he was playing big man on campus and decided he was going to pump it out there for his little group. And sure enough, some 17-year-old who was part of the group had no idea what he was doing, but posted it a little bit wider, and that's how this story started to unfold. The bottom line is how much damage, I think, has been done to the U.S. because of some of what was leaked. And then I agree with Lindsey Graham. There's not a lot I always agree with Lindsey Graham, the longtime Republican senator from South Carolina, but he said it did a lot of damage. Yeah. And somebody needs to be fired. Yeah, that's the other part of this. How do they do it? Why did they do it? Somebody needs to get fired as a result of this. It shouldn't be another one of these, oh, well, we're investigating. No, heads need to roll over this. How do gaming enthusiasts, young dudes who have nothing better to do than that, how do they have this access and throw it up out there and stumble across even more information that could be damaging because of the spying efforts on allies, and even more than that. And, of course, documents laid bare over Russia's war in Ukraine. Even Graham said he would have been shocked if he had the kind of intelligence access to share had while he was in the military. The system failed. This is a major failure, and those who are trying to sugarcoat this on the right, you cannot allow a single individual of the military intelligence community to leak classified information because they disagree with policy. So this is exactly what Graham is saying. There is no justification for it, and it's true. There is no justification for it. Somebody absolutely needs to be held accountable for it, that's for sure. All right, I got to squeeze this in because it is tax day almost. I mean, tick, 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 did you do your taxes? It's that time of year when people are buckling down, taking the day off, filing their income tax returns before Tuesday's filing deadline, right? So are you doing it the software way? Or are you doing it online? You know, almost one quarter of Americans wait until the last minute to file their taxes. Are you in that group? Wow, one quarter of Americans. So it's interesting because the IRS has been tasked with looking into how to create a government-operated electronic free file tax return system for all. Another thing, why would we not have had that in the first place? When do you think we would have had it? I'm sure if you're somebody at a big tax prep company, you wouldn't like that. Because how do you make the millions you make? Because people are waiting, a quarter of Americans, to file taxes, and they panic and need help in doing this, right? So tax preparation is big business. I mean, millions of dollars. So last year, more than 60 million taxpayers were serviced between Intuit, the parent company of TurboTax, and H&R Block. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent in this area. And I'm sure that there are people that will, at the last second, try to do whatever they can. I mean, you can file an extension, and there's certainly things that you can do. But if you have that deadline bearing down on you, and you want to meet the deadline, period, you don't want any kind of penalties, and you're struggling with forms, that's what it becomes. I mean, look, every taxpayer is looking for what? A refund if they can get it. The biggest refund possible. Right? But it's not the IRS that's going to look for the biggest refund for a filer. That's not going to happen. They're just looking at the tax returns. So this is a fun time of year because so many things get poked around. So many different ideas when it comes to taxes and tax code. And honestly, the government preparing your taxes, that might be a little bit of a problem. So I don't know that ever we'd be able to just go directly to the source, which would be the dreaded three letters, the IRS. What's happening in Ukraine? Coming up next.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What's happening in Ukraine? We're going to get to it in a second. Before we go there, bouncing out of taxes and concerns over taxes and people bracing for all of that. You know it's happening every year, but yet here it is, right? That many people waiting till the last second. And speaking of that, how about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas? I was just talking to somebody about this, who over the last two decades has reported on the required financial disclosure forms that his family received rental income totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars from a firm called Ginger Limited Partnership. So you'd say, okay, so what's the big deal with that? But that company, which is a Nebraska real estate firm, launched in the 1980s by his wife and her relatives, hasn't existed since 2008. So the family real estate company was shut down and a separate firm was created. And since that time, Thomas has continued to report income from the defunct company between $50,000 and $100,000 annually in the last couple of years. But there's no mention of the newer firm. So you could say, oh, well, paperwork error. But there have been a lot of errors and omissions, I guess, that he's made on the required annual financial disclosure forms over the past couple of decades. So now what's happened is there's questions about these red flags that have come up, including his wife, who was working. Of course, she's a conservative activist, and she was working for a group and had drawn, I want to say, like close to $700,000, and that wasn't disclosed. And so now what's being said is, whoops, he didn't understand some of the forms. He didn't understand some of the complicated forms. So this is problematic, could be problematic for Thomas, who knows, but you know, here's the thing. Once there's one mistake and once all of this starts to get reported, then the hounds are released, and there's more digging, digging, digging. So finding out that Ginny Thomas, for example, earned, like I said, close to $700,000 from Heritage Foundation from 2003 to 2007, and none of that is labeled. So instead, on the tax forms, the box was checked for none, no income during that period. And again, acknowledging, oops, there's an error, and then amending the filings. Well, if he amended the filings, then I think if they keep going back and they keep getting amended, there was probably, and I don't know this, but there would probably be penalties he would have to pay. But then there is also the failure to report the sale of a couple of properties, and then reporting that he owned a share of the properties, even after they were sold. So this, I think, is this is something that's debated. Is it, how warranted is it when you have the Supreme Court justice who now is under this big microscope, when you see how other people are dealing with taxes and filing and complications, and then you have him coming out and saying that he didn't understand some of the forms in the past. There you go. All right. I mentioned this, too, and this we have to talk about. I know we have a lot of people listening in Alabama. In Alabama, in a place called Dadeville, Alabama, they have been imploring people to come forward with any information about a shooting that killed 4 people, injured 28. It was a teen's birthday party. It happened around 10:30 in the evening. And, you know, over the weekend again on Saturday, and there was no confirmation about what led to the shooting. There was just 4 dead people. There were all of these injuries that happened. 15 teens were treated for gunshot wounds. 6 treated and released. 9 transferred to other medical facilities. 5 of the hospitalized teens in critical condition. 4 in stable. Some had to be flown to a trauma center in Birmingham, Alabama. I mean, this is a small city, which is about less than 60 miles outside of Montgomery, Alabama. So, you know, you're talking about less than 4,000 people, and all of a sudden, you've got gunfire erupting, and now all these questions as to who did this? Who shot? What happened? People running in all kinds of different directions. Really, a very, very sad story when you think of teenagers and being in this position and then not having very much, you know, not having very much information as to who are the culprits. And of course, obviously heavily weighted on, please send us descriptions, what do you know, that kind of stuff. But terrible, terrible thing to happen there, and at presumably a very innocent situation where it's just a, you know, a birthday party. All right, what's the latest happening with Ukraine? A couple of things. So the EU rejected Ukraine grain ban by Poland and Hungary, and this is kind of a big deal if you've been following this. So they said that the two countries said it was necessary to protect their farming sectors from cheap imports, so it applies to grains, dairy products, sugar, fruit, vegetables, meats, and all that stuff. They said that they're rejecting it because they don't want what's in it. So, and this is a pretty challenging time. I mean, Ukraine grain, which a lot of people learned when Russia invaded Ukraine, is exported through the Black Sea, but because of that invasion, it was disrupted. The routes were disrupted, and large quantities of the grain ended up in Central Europe. A deal with Russia, brokered by the UN and Turkey, allows Ukraine to continue exporting by sea, but Ukraine accuses Russia of slowing the process because of the inspections. So Poland and Hungary said forget it, because they got too many complaints from farmers who said they were being undercut by cheaper Ukrainian grain flooding their markets. So now it's a situation where this is strangling Ukraine, but the other two countries are saying, but it's no good. The grain isn't any good. And while that's going on, then the conversation also turns to the needs of Ukraine. And I mentioned this, 130 Ukrainian prisoners of war have been released, which is big in this Easter prisoner exchange, because, of course, Sunday, Orthodox Ukrainians marked the holiday of Easter for a second time now since Moscow unleashed the full-scale war last February. And dozens of families had something to celebrate because a presidential advisor for that country announced that 130 soldiers, sailors, border guards, and others captured by Moscow were on their way back home, which is huge, just all of a sudden, unexpected, getting them back home. And that's POWs. And the value of those lives and the measure on their family of how they've felt for way too long, and having them come back is incredible news. That's a huge victory for sure to have them come back. I mean, Easter is hopeful, right? And this is very, very big for all of those families. I mean, Ukrainian churches are usually crowded on Orthodox Easter Sunday, but of course, it's a whole different thing. However, having to celebrate this has been one of the great things that have happened, again, for those families who are seeing people, relatives that they haven't seen for so long. But we're still at that point where now we have this leaked information, and we have concerns in the United States in some areas about what money's being spent, and then others who think more money should be spent, and still nothing in sight truly that signifies we're going to see an end to the situation in Ukraine. I mean, absolutely nothing that says that, that points to it. And did you think when this whole thing started that it would end up being this long? And speaking of long, quickly I'll say this before we go to the mailbag. Phantom of the Opera closed on Broadway 35 years. It might have been one of those magical shows that when you traveled from Iowa or California, South Dakota, or wherever, when you went to go see a show, maybe Phantom of the Opera was that show. Show number 13,981. It ended it all on Sunday. Wow, that's a long time to have a show run, though. I have to say that. Headed to the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Alabama say four people are dead and more than two dozen are hurt after a weekend mass shooting at a Sweet 16 birthday party. Several people are in critical condition. It happened at a dance studio in the small town of Dadeville. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is criticizing fellow Republican colleagues who are praising a 21-year-old Air National Guardsman who was arrested for allegedly leaking classified Pentagon documents. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Graham called the leaks, quote, a major failure, and that, quote, some people need to be fired over this. Evacuation orders put in place days ago for residents affected by a recycling plant fire in Richmond, Indiana, have been lifted. Officials said that air monitors found chemicals such as hydrogen cyanide, benzene, and carbon monoxide in the ground-level smoke. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Indeed, we have a ton of mail. Thank you, everybody. Let's go to this one right at the top. Tom, listening to us in New Orleans, says, Kate, have you seen the totals for Donald Trump, the amount of money he's raising? He gave a fiery speech at the NRA, I'm told, and I think that that certainly helped. And he has been buoyed by those criminal charges that people think are trumped up, pardon the pun. Yeah, you know, he's raised more than $34 million for the White House since the start of the year, but nearly $20 million in donations since the announcement of the criminal charges in New York. So that's huge when you think about the amount of time, the squeezed amount of time, and he has dominated the Republican field in the early stages of the 24 presidential run. There's no question about that. No question. I mean, look, you got Nikki Haley out there, the former UN ambassador for Trump, and South Carolina governor. You have former Arkansas governor Asa Hutchinson. He announced days after Trump was indicted. There's a whole bunch of others. Florida governor Ron DeSantis is expected to enter the race soon after the, what I'm told is after the Florida legislature wraps up in May. So we'll see where all that goes. But that is a big, big war chest for somebody who gets a lot of what they call free media. So it is pretty fascinating to see that. All right. Then on the lighter side, I got this one from Rick, who said, hey, Kate, I took my kids to see Super Mario Brothers. And it was a game that I played as a kid, and they loved it. And I guess I wasn't alone. I think it really just smashed the box office. It was a crowded house. I took them Saturday afternoon, and it was every seat filled in the theater, and a lot of reaction, you know, clapping and whatnot to some of the things that happened in the movie. Yeah, good for you. And probably score one in the dad category. Super Mario, I was thinking about this. Super Mario, I used to play that game. Yeah, we had that game. I remember I was living in California, and you could hear choo-choo. It's like, it seemed like somebody was always playing the game. But anyway, so the movie had the second best. It had the best second weekend ever for an animated movie in North American theaters, 87 million in ticket sales. But, you know, overall, I mean, the count is staggering. If you look at it, it's over 678 million, way surpassing some of the other bigger box office movies out there. Big, 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 big. And it's still a couple weekends before Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 comes out, because a lot of people, I think, will go to see that. And this is really the big movie-going kind of time of the year, because you got kids getting out of school soon, and this is one of the biggest times in the box office. It's so interesting, too, when you look at movies overall and see, you know, where they are. And I think, Mario is just going to keep drawing them in, and you said, taking kids, that's the thing. I saw clips of it, and you look at it, and the voices, like Chris Pratt, it's so funny because Guardians of the Galaxy, he's, of course, the lead star in that, and he's one of the voices. He's Mario in this Mario Brothers movie. So big, big weekends for him, that's for sure. All right, on to something completely different. I got this one from Max, who says, wow, shame on that 21-year-old kid. If I was his father, I would just be heartbroken, because you know that so much of this is bravado and nonsense on his part, just trying to be the OG, as the other kids called him. He's just a junior enlisted dude with the Massachusetts Air National Guard, and the fact that he leaked the classified documents and put himself in that situation, you think about how long he'll go away for, and you gotta believe that it's gonna be for the biggest term they could probably nail him with. And then you gotta wonder, why would he have had access to so much of that information to begin with? I mean, you said what everybody's thinking, Max. Yeah, I mean, we keep talking about this. This is what people are talking about. How did he have that access in and, released it? And really what happened, and this is, of course, what's going to happen, the group that of these gamers got bigger and bigger. They were kids. They were bored, especially during the whole pandemic thing. And that got bigger and bigger, and more people got led into it. And then what happens, you got more than a dozen, almost two dozen, and then somebody puts it out there thinking, no biggie. They put information on wider categories, and that's it. And then they're busted with this. And then the government looks like a bunch of jackals because they can't control the information flow, and then tell us, well, this is normal procedure, because you think of the drones and the information that has to be out there, and there's people that have access to this information. Well, should they? I mean, no is the answer to that. They shouldn't have it, right? I mean, it's almost a joke when you say classified information. You think of what just happened, you know, with top secret documents. First, everybody was all over Trump, and then you find out that the president had top secret documents. Then you have Mike Pence, who's the former VP, who comes forward and says that, because they have to say that because they want it to be known. They're not hiding the documents, but they were in higher echelons of the government, the highest of the high. And in this case, you're talking about somebody who was not in that position and definitely will pay the price. Absolutely. But will there be any big changes when it comes to how information is shared or protected, or, you know, any of that? All right. This one is from Patty, and Patty says, hey, Kate, I feel that it has been a rough couple of weeks when it comes to some of these mass shootings. Man, you know, I work in the banking industry, and it doesn't matter that I'm in banking, but your heart just has to go out to all the people connected to anybody in that Louisville shooting, because there they are sitting around a conference table just getting assassinated, basically, by somebody who was being let go. And people are complaining about people being let go through Zoom or email. I think more of that's going to happen because you don't know what the reaction is going to be. Some of whether he had mental problems or not, some of what happened had to be reaction to the whole firing thing. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so if he was dealing with mental illness problems, and then he loves this job, he's an intern, then he has a full-time job, and then after a year, he at one point he was even promoted supposedly, and then after a year, he gets let go, or he's going to be let go, and he finds out about it. Absolutely. I mean, when you look at motivation, I bet you that had to be part of the motivation. You're dead on right. When it comes to letting people go, maybe that's what's going to happen in more places now than previously, where, you know, you come in, somebody, I mean, have you ever been through this, or have you ever watched people go through it? You know, broadcasting, notorious when you work for big, I have my own company now, but when you work for these, for big companies, somebody new comes in, a new news director, a program director, whatever happens, and then people get let go, and a lot of times they don't have them on the air, and people freak out, and then the guards are walking them out. I've seen that a couple of times. And then I've seen other situations where somebody has no clue it's happening. They get called up to an office, and then they're stunned, and they're slowly packing up their box, and everybody's coming by to say goodbye. So I don't know. But more to the point, I think because of what happened there, that may be the way of the future, that it may be the way more people are let go for fear of retaliation. I mean, again, he had problems he was dealing with, so maybe a little bit different. But the firing had to play some sort of a role in triggering, I would believe, what happened. Would have to have done that. All right, how about this one? This one is from John, who says, I heard you talking about Fort Lauderdale. My daughter lives there. Oh, thank goodness she lives higher up. For once, I'm glad that she lived in a high-rise situation, because some of the video and the pictures that she was sending, unbelievable. Her car, luckily, was high and dry, but Kate, so many others couldn't get into cars, couldn't get back to their houses from being at work. I mean, you're talking about 20-plus inches of rain. This is a terrible situation for that area. They were pumping water all over the place like crazy. It was something I think they just weren't prepared for, that kind of heavy, heavy rain, and then what it would do to Fort Lauderdale proper and then other surrounding areas. Oh yeah, 1-in-1,000-year event, and you look at the and having your daughter there. You look at the video and the still pictures and everything else from Fort Lauderdale, and you just are like, wow. Waiting, like I saw people wading through water and then turning around like, forget it, I'm not going to do this anymore. Plus that water is filthy. You don't know what's in that water. It's nasty, nasty, dangerous, carrying disease and everything else, including snakes or whatever else could be possibably in that water. All right, you can email me 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. UBI's coming up next.
Hey, Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, tail end of the show. Time for some UBIs or fun facts. You know what a UBI is? Ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us. He always has some really funny stuff. Hey, Jeremy.
Undisclosed bits of information.
That's right. Maybe somebody's going to get something good out of this if they're going to get a laugh. It's water cooler buzz at its best.
We just like to inform the audience.
That's right. And, yes, take them on different rides in different directions. So, what do you got?
The guy that invented the microwave,
mm-hmm.
Percy Spencer, he only got $2 to invent the microwave.
Oh, you're kidding. That makes me sad.
Yeah, what money they made.
What about his
microwave
family? Did they get any money? Was there any patent on that? That's awful. Oh, there is. You know, what is the most important thing in every place you go? If you go to a hotel, they have a microwave. In your house, microwave. You rent a place, half the time they say, we'll throw in the microwave. And they're so cheap now. It's the hot box. Yeah. It's the hot plate. It's everything.
Yeah.
Well, right?
Another one is Martin Luther King Jr. He got a C in his public speaking class.
No, I didn't know that.
I guess.
Wow. You know what? That's another one of those things where people get grades and then you find out like the massive success they have.
Right.
Like I was a C student, but then it's somebody who's an incredible actor or they made $1 billion and created something. And he was a great orator. He could give a speech.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Kind of surprising. Maybe he was like nervous when he was in like high school, you know, nervous.
Or testing, like the whole testing thing. Yeah. How did they test you, you know? How was that tested? And you know what they say about public speaking? It's like the hardest thing that nobody wants to do public speaking.
Another one is there are 250,000 medical deaths a year, which is the third most deaths. So medical complications are the third most deaths.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was high, but that's so sad, isn't it?
I guess.
Here's what freaks me out. When I'll read a story, it's like the woo-doo-doo-doo story, like somebody left instruments inside somebody. Have you heard those stories where they set somebody up and they leave an instrument in you? Like, I'd be scared to death, because I don't know about you, but and people out there can relate to this. If you've been cut open for anything, whatever, you have some, might be a simple procedure, and they accidentally, whoops, we accidentally left a scalpel,
right?
And that happens.
Yeah, just some simple procedure. Next thing you know, you're dead.
Next thing you know, you're dead.
Well, that's
you're just
third
dead.
Most, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so sad. That's depressing.
But my favorite one is St. Patty's Day one.
Mm.
As you know, back in the day, Irish bars would be closed on St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Because it fell on the same day as Lent, which made drinking immoral on that day.
It's immoral. We can't do it.
Yeah, you know, so back in the day, they would close and not drink on St. Patty's Day, and now it's like, let's go get drunk on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that about that. I did know that, but the only reason I know it is because I've been to Ireland a couple times, and I was there one time when St. Patrick's Day was coming up, and somebody told me that, because the bar is everything. The saloon, go to the bar after church, whatever. It's like the center of all of the universe in all these small towns and stuff, so that makes sense that it would. That's why it would have been closed.
I was actually surprised about that one. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
I thought, like, every American, hey, St. Patty's Day, let's go drink a green beer, you know.
Wow, yeah.
But in reality, like, no, they closed their bars on St. Patty's Day. It was the opposite.
Wow. Well, mine are completely different from that. Mine are, and maybe some of those drinks would have had whipped cream on them. Did you know that whipped cream can last for up to 7 days, maybe even 2 weeks after being opened? Did you know that?
No.
No.
Like whipped
cool cream. Whip? Yeah, the cans of whipped cream, any kind of whipped cream.
Well, canned ones, aren't they aerosoled? So how can they last if they're
You got me. The shelf life, that's what they claim. Because, you know, it's that food processed stuff and powdered sugar and skim milk powder and vanilla and cream. And what's really interesting is whipped cream has been around since the 16th century. So you have recipes that go all the way back in Italy to the mid-1500s. And 1604 in France, and according the first time it was really called whipped cream because there was other names for it was when it was put in the Oxford English Dictionary, and that was in 1673.
Huh.
Yeah, do you like whipped cream?
I do on certain things. I don't like it on like coffee, but I like it on like pies and stuff.
Yeah, I like it on pies. I would say the same thing.
I disagree with that fact, though, because I've left open, like, whipped cream containers, and they just get flat and gross.
Well, there you go. Flat and gross is not fresh. I mean, it's just crazy.
Especially the cans. You leave them in there over a week. I mean, it's like, you know, it doesn't spray out. It just, like, dribbles out.
It's no good anymore.
I disagree.
And I thought about the whipped cream thing because my brother's a good cook, and he made fresh whipped cream for this angel hair cake that he had for the Hubs and I, since our birthdays are close together, like yours, in March, and they just had a family celebration, and my sister-in-law was making a big deal. Fresh whipped cream. He made whipped cream. It's, oh, fresh whipped cream. And I was like, ooh. I told...
Is it good?
It was excellent. I told
fresh
the Hubs,
better,
yeah, make a
fresh
big deal. Yeah, it tastes different, way different than anything I'd had. It was excellent. It was, I guess it's kind of a hassle to make
I love
it.
The same way with ice cream. Like, fresh vanilla ice cream is so much better than...
Ooh, no kidding.
Container box
ooh,
ice cream.
No kidding, I agree. All right, this is really kind of interesting, too. Are you a big bicyclist? I know you obviously motorcycle, but do you like biking?
I was gonna say two wheels with an engine.
I like to bicycle. I do, but I don't like to go up 10 million hills in a row. It's like, forget it. If it's a flat surface and a few hills, I can do it. And anyway, so I was thinking about this today when I was in the garage. When was the first bicycle created? Do you have any idea? You're not going to know. I'd be stunned. I had no idea either.
18 something.
Yeah, that's good. The first one was invented in 1871 by a British engineer, James Starley. Right, okay. And then the penny farthing, which was very popular, came about after the development of what the French called the velocipede. That's what they called it. I'm riding the velocipede, and that's what they called a bicycle. So you look at those early prototypes and the way they were designed, and when you talk about individual modern bikes, way, way different from the velocipede that first was there in Europe. The earliest real version of the bike that was developed in the late 1700s was, they called it a walking machine. It was basically a bicycle frame which was walked rather than pedaled. I know. And they're famous, the ones I met, like the penny farthing. If you look that up, people know that. It's sort of an early. It had a giant wheel, a huge front wheel, and then a tiny, tiny seat and a little small wheel. Isn't that wild? I just can't imagine people tooling around in that. I thought it was neat. Okay, so then I was thinking, okay, if I was on my bicycle, I'd be... And it was summertime, I'd be on the boardwalk in Jersey. Well, like,
I was just thinking, if you're on your bicycle, you don't want to go up in hills and mountains and stuff. I wonder if anyone takes them to a track, you know, like the circle that they run on.
Yeah.
You just biked in a big circle.
If you,
there's no
if
hills
you could, but usually they don't let you do it. But if you could, yeah. That'd be like a velodrome. So,
yeah.
And then when you're done biking, what better thing to have than a sugary snack like saltwater taffy? And because summer's coming up, saltwater taffy originated in 1888. A candy store owner accidentally baked it during a storm, and then the taffy shop was flooded, and the soft taffy soaked in salt water from the ocean. Then that's how they called it saltwater taffy, because it tasted better.
Huh.
So because he had an accident, made this taffy, and then the shop was flooded, it became saltwater taffy. Isn't that cool?
It is surprised at how many inventions come from accidents.
Yeah, and that was one of them. All right, as always, fun. Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
UBIs, if you have any, send them to me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Stay safe, sane, and happy, my friends.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.